Colonel Russell Cole is a flight surgeon and medical liaison officer with the Missouri National Guard. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Colonel, as we approach this major vaccination event in Springfield, what is most important for Missourians to know about it?
Yeah, I think the most important thing for folks to know is that this is a great opportunity to get vaccinated against COVID. You know, the event is using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so this is a one-and-done event. Our throughput times are generally less than an hour, so it's a great way to take an hour to change the future of your life.
So we're hearing a lot about the newer variants of the coronavirus. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which will be administered at this event, as you said, is believed to be pretty effective in helping prevent even those variants of the virus, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You know, the Greene County Health Department just announced last week the identification of one of the B117 variants, which mm-hmm. is the UK variant, which we know that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is effective for. You know, we have not yet seen the South African variant in Missouri, but, you know, when we do see that variant, the folks who've been vaccinated, even though it's not as protective as we would like for it to be, we do know from the trials early on that it is still more effective than not being vaccinated, regardless of what that variant looks like.
Is there any cost to get the vaccine at this event, and what do attendees need to bring with them?
No, yeah, the event is absolutely free. You know, the vaccines are purchased and supplied by the federal government, as are the supplies that we're using. So the only thing it costs people is potentially an hour of their time to come out. With regards to what they ought to bring with them, I'd encourage everybody to go to the Vaccine Navigator website. That'll let you fill out your paperwork in advance, give you a registration number, which will really expedite your time on site, and then bring a photo ID if at all possible.
Okay, so photo ID, get signed up on the Vaccine Navigator website, and we will provide that information for folks after our interview. Now, the whole point of the event is to protect people by immunizing them, but how do you plan to keep everyone safe at the actual mass event so that they don't get the virus while they're there?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. You know, with it being a 10,000-person event, the first step was to break it into 2 days. It's really hard to have social distancing with 10,000 people. So with the 5,000 folks, what we're able to do is to make sure that folks are all wearing their masks. We do have social distancing laid out with inside. Expect folks to keep to that. We've learned from amusement parks and fast food restaurants, and you know, we've done over 200 of these now for the National Guard. And so the ability to learn from each one and make things a little bit better and a little bit more efficient is really helpful for us, making sure that folks can be safe as they get their vaccines.
I want to hear about the logistics. Where do you find 10,000 syringes, and who will be doing the jabbing?
That's a great question. As you can imagine, with 10,000, that's a lot of logistics to handle. That's actually why the governor called up the National Guard a few months ago to assist with these mass vaccination programs. You know, the supplies are actually provided by the federal government. However, getting them to the location and then getting the vaccine reconstituted, getting the vaccine into the syringes, getting the paperwork done, the registrations, all those sorts of things. You know, those are the sorts of tasks that we're doing as the Guard to help assist the local folks. And so it's your local health department, nursing students, your local healthcare community. They're actually turning out and volunteering their time to make sure that folks get the vaccines. And so we're really proud to support them in getting these vaccines out to folks.
Before I let you go, I want to ask about something a bit more personal. Have you had a moment to just push pause and reflect on the historical significance of this mass event? I mean, you're essentially helping 10,000 people get armored up against a predatory virus. I mean, have you thought about how this event might affect the trajectory of this historical pandemic?
Been running really fast since about December as the vaccines first became available, so I've only had a little bit of time to kind of stop and think about it. But you know, in my 19 years in the military, I've served in Iraq and Afghanistan, helped with Hurricane Katrina. But one of the things that I've got to say about the National Guard's work with the COVID vaccine is, you know, statistically, we know that for every 1,000 people we vaccinate, we're saving roughly 2 lives. And so if you look at it from that perspective, 10,000 people in Springfield, that is a worthwhile way to spend a couple of days.
Colonel Russell Cole, flight surgeon and medical liaison officer with the Missouri National Guard, ahead of this week's vaccination event. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. We look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Again, that mass vaccination event for the COVID-19 vaccine is this Thursday and Friday, April 8th and 9th, at the Hammond Student Center on the Missouri State University campus in Springfield. The event and vaccine are free and open to Missouri residents ages 18 and older. Appointments are required. You can set up an appointment through a two-step process. First, you need to complete the survey through the state of Missouri's Vaccine Navigator website. That website is covidvaccine.mo.gov/navigator. Then check your email for a link to schedule the appointment. And if you need help registering or scheduling an appointment, you can also call the health department. That number is 417-874-1211. And we will have all of this information at the top of our website, ksmu.org. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.